Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline. Ed Encina will rejoin us coming up here, but we have to have on the 2014 winner of the Baltimore Marathon, Brian Rosenberg from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Brian, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Brett. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, we really do appreciate it. And I heard, I know you're from PA, but you're a big O's fan, right?
I am, yes. I've been an O's fan actually since boyhood. Grew up in South Central PA, about an hour south of where I am now, and made plenty of trips down to Memorial Stadium as a boy, and then Camden Yards as a teenager, and still follow them, not quite as closely now, but when they're in a playoff run like they were this year, I was very excited to see that.
Well, when I ran my little relay leg on Saturday, I used my added motivation, or anger, I should say, of the postseason results to get me through it. I don't know what you think about when you run, but what do you think about for your 26.2 miles, Brian?
Well, you know, I have to say, when I'm in my normal training, my mind does wander a lot to non-running matters. But in a race such as Saturday, I'm usually pretty good at staying focused. It's really kind of checking out the competition around me during the race, trying to see, you know, what kind of pace we're holding. And just really, as I get further into the race, focusing on keeping it smooth, trying to hold the pace. As you know, if you've run the Baltimore course, or part of it, it's a fairly hilly course, so it's difficult to make it up those hills. You expect to slow a little bit, but I just try to kind of focus on keeping a nice even effort, and it's got excellent crowd support, so that really helps too.
Now let me just say this, Brian, you smoked the field by 6.5 minutes. You came in first place overall, 2 hours and 33 minutes and change. What number marathon was this for you, and is that your best ever?
That is my best ever. That was my fifth marathon, and I ran Baltimore last year as well. That was my third, and it was my best time. Going into this, I thought I was a little fitter than I was in any of my four previous marathons. I knew that it was a tougher course, but I thought that I would be able to get my best time, and I did by about 35 seconds. You know, honestly, it was just kind of one of those days we all hope for when we toe the line, a day when everything just kind of comes together. My training had gone well, but still over the course of 26.2 miles, anything can happen. And I just kind of went out there, tried to execute, and thought of the training that I'd put in, and fortunately everything fell into place.
Brian Rosenberg is with us, this year's Baltimore Marathon winner. And Brian, you know, for me, running just 7 miles, whatever it was, part of a relay leg, it takes me a couple of days to recover, as embarrassing as that is to admit. How long does it take you to recover after going 26-plus miles, averaging under 6 minutes per mile?
Well, I'll start by saying you shouldn't feel embarrassed about that. It takes even the elite runners feel a bit of soreness after running even a 10K, which is a little shorter than what you would have run. I'll say going downstairs was pretty difficult for me Saturday evening and a little bit Sunday. Seemed that my recovery this time was a little easier than in the past. By Monday, I was in pretty good shape. And then yesterday and today, pretty much back to normal. But for me, there's always that soreness after a marathon, and just try to kind of ease my way through the recovery. I did go out for a short, very easy run Sunday morning with no purpose other than to just help the recovery. That's good for the muscles to just get a little bit of easy running in, kind of helps them to recover. So I haven't run since then, but I may get back to it tomorrow morning. I've got a second marathon coming up next month. I'm running the Philly Marathon, which is November 23rd. So got to do enough training to keep my fitness, but not too much so that I don't enable myself to recover from Saturday. So it's kind of a fine line.
And by the way, will you be back in a year to defend your title?
Well, I don't like to commit to anything a year ahead of time, but I'll say I've enjoyed this event both times I've run it, so I would certainly be very likely to be back.
And this has to be noted, and I hope you don't mind, Brian, but you're 37 in the top 10 as I look at the leaderboard. Yes, there were some 37, 38-year-olds, but also a 20-year-old, a 24-year-old, a 30-year-old, a 26-year-old. So you're beating the youngins in this.
Well, Yes, that's and that's something that people often point out. I think, and even though it is proven that the body does slow as it ages, I think that age is really just a number to a certain extent. I think it's more based on the training you do. It is true that the body slows. It gets more susceptible to injury as it gets older. But I think, for instance, I'm definitely fitter now than I was at age 25 or 30 just because I'm training more seriously, and I think that makes a big difference. In general, yes, the guys in their 20s are faster than the guys in their 30s, but there have been quite a few runners worldwide who have really kept it going strong into their late 30s and early 40s. So that's kind of been inspiration for me to be able to keep going as well.
Brian Rosenberg, we congratulate you. Well done, and let's catch up soon.
Okay, thanks very much, Brett. Thanks for having me.
That's this year's marathon winner, Brian Rosenberg.